From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Downtown Fort Lauderdale has new fuel-efficient and cheaper buses. It's gotten bigger windows and is boxier, and it's painted like a trolley. The older trolley buses in Fort Lauderdale weren't up to date on things like handicap access regulations and fuel efficiency costs. Fort Lauderdale commissioners should be accepting a federal grant today to pay for the trolley-style buses. While the outside of the buses have the classic trolley look, officials are wondering if they should stay away from the wooden bench seating to cater to business commuters who make up the largest crowds on the buses. A bill that would increase access to epinephrine auto-injectors used for treating allergic reactions is headed to Florida Governor Rick Scott's desk. The measure allows businesses to stock and administer epinephrine auto-injectors, also known as EpiPens, to someone experiencing a life-threatening allergic reaction. The measure passed in the Florida House unanimously last week. It passed in the Florida Senate unanimously Tuesday. Layla Ponte, a Tampa mom and physician, has a 7-year-old with food allergies. She said it's very important to have access to EpiPens.
I have actually like 3 or 4 right now. I have one in my purse. There's one at school. There's one in the car. There's really one wherever my son is. And an anaphylactic shock can happen at any time. And you have to be prepared.
Restaurants, camps, and theme parks are among the businesses that would be allowed to maintain a supply of epinephrine auto-injectors. The measure provides, quote, civil liability immunity protections for the prescribers, pharmacists, and people who stock and administer the epinephrine auto-injectors. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.